感谢主，我们诸天有美好的在一起的 picnic 的时间。
We thank God for a beautiful and wonderful picnic yesterday.
许多弟兄姐妹付出了很多的时间，付出了很多的精力，愿神纪念你们的辛苦。
A lot of brothers and sisters putting in a lot of energy and time, and may God remember your service.
诸天有很多第一次来我们教会的这些朋友们，特别欢迎你们。我不知道今天我们中间有没有这样的朋友，你们昨天过来了有没有这样的朋友？
We have a lot of new friends visiting yesterday, and if you're here, we want to welcome you. Are there any new friends among us?
如果你昨天去了，今天来了，请你们举个手。
If you can raise your hand and
all of you, 欢迎你们，欢迎你们。
Welcome.
今天是我们教会一年一度的家庭主日。
This is our annual family Sunday worship.
那有一个美好的家庭，不是这个政府的看法，不是人的一种观念。
And having a wonderful family is not a human concept.
这是上帝的 idea， 是上帝的他的想法，
But、
他的旨意。
It is God's idea and God's will。
上帝是这样造人类的，人类没有别的选择。
That's how God created us, and we don't have a choice。
你没有一个婚姻，没有一个家庭，人类就不可能继续的存在下去。
Without a family, without a marriage, that we cannot continue to survive。
所以上帝造男人，造女人。
So God created male and female。
那人类第一对婚礼是由上帝自己主持的。
The first wedding ceremony was officiated by God.
那上帝把夏娃带到亚当的面前说，这是你的妻子。
God brought Eve to Adam and said, this is your wife.
我花了很多的心思在她身上。
I spent a lot of time creating her.
我造她。
I made her.
让她美丽。
That she's beautiful.
亚当你要好好照顾她。
Adam, take good care of her.
所以那是人类的第一对婚姻。
That was the first wedding that we had.
所以上帝创造亚当夏娃给他们，让他们建立一个家庭，目的是什么？
So what's the purpose behind creating Adam and Eve and having them have a family?
不仅是让人类继续繁衍。
It's not just to reproduce on this earth.
而且让男人让女人知道你需要对方的帮助。
But it's to know that man and woman they need each other.
没有男人，没有个女人，你一个人生活不是一个完美的。
If they're apart, then your life is not perfect.
当然，有的时候我们中间有些弟兄、有些姐妹，他有上帝给他的恩赐，他说我一生要成为独身，不再结婚。
But some of us have the gift of singleness that God has given you this gift that you're reserved for God and you're not getting married.
但是那个是 gift， 那是上帝的恩典，上帝特别的恩典，不适合所有的人。
But it's a gift and it's a blessing and it doesn't apply to everyone.
如果你说有的时候我想结婚，有的时候我不想结婚，那说明你没有这种独身的恩赐。
If you think that sometimes you might want to get married and sometimes you might want to stay single, you probably don't have that gift.
如果说你说生下来到现在为止，我从来没有想结过婚，我不想结婚，我只想独身。一生来敬畏神，那你说明你有单身的恩赐。
If you ever since you were born, you never thought about getting married and just want to stay single forever and serve God, maybe you have that gift.
绝大多数人没有独身的恩赐。
Most of us don't have that kind of gift.
我们需要对方的帮助。
We need help from one another.
那家庭不单单是有这样的你帮助我帮助你，家庭是操练品德的地方。
Within a family, it's not just a place where you help each other, but it's a place you build character.
你没有结婚之前，你根本不懂什么叫忍耐。
Before getting married, you probably don't know what patience really is.
现在我们大概知道不少，对不对？什么叫忍耐？
You probably know more about patience now that you're married.
所以上帝要借助婚姻造就我们的品德。
So God builds our character through marriage.
锤炼我们的品德。
Purify our characters.
那上帝借助婚姻还要做什么？
What else does God want us to do with through our marriage?
让我们教养儿女。
So that we can discipline our children.
你身上的美德在你的孩子身上可以体现出来。
That your characters will be passed on to your child.
你身上不是闪光的，不是美的东西，在你的孩子身上也能体现出来。
Things that are not so well will also show up on your kids.
但是上帝希望这个家庭能建造我们的品德，也来教养我们的儿女。
But God wants to train us in our characters, then we can train our kids.
家庭还是一个很重要的地方。
And there's one more important factor about family.
这是你的信仰。
It tests your faith.
如果你的信仰在家庭里行不通，在世界的外面更行不通。
If your faith is not acting out in your life, in your family, then it's not going to acting out outside the family.
有人说，哎，牧师，你这话可能过分了。我在外面非常的好，我在家就是不行。
And some of you might challenge me and say, my faith is living outside, and it's maybe not working on my family, but it's working.
但是我告诉你，如果你的信仰在家里实在是行不通，那说明你的生命中有个问题在那儿。
But I tell you that if your faith is not alive in your family, there is some problem in your life.
那婚姻还有更重要的因素。
There is another important factor of marriage.
见证宇宙当中最伟大的一个秘密。
To testify for mystery in this universe.
如果你不懂这个秘密，你根本不懂结婚是为了什么。
If you don't understand this mystery, then you don't really know why you're getting married.
你结婚当然是享受肉体的快乐、心灵的快乐、建立家庭、养育儿女、造就品德，但是有个比这更重要的东西。
Of course, when you get married, you enjoy all the pleasure and you raise a family and you have kids, but there is one important mystery that you need to understand.
那就是基督和教会的联合。
That is the unity between Christ and the church.
你不懂这个，将来有一天你发现婚姻也是无聊，没有什么意义。
If you don't understand this, you'll find that marriage becomes boring.
尤其我们中间有些人结婚多年之后，那种使命感、新鲜感不再存在了。
Maybe after many years of your marriage, it doesn't seem as fresh anymore.
因为你不知道什么是婚姻最深层的意义。
Because you don't understand the deepest meaning of a marriage.
今天我跟弟兄姐妹讲的一个信息的主题就是二人成为一体。
The message I'm preaching from is to become one flesh.
为什么要讲这样的一个题目？
Why am I preaching on this topic?
上帝造一个男人，造一个女人，上帝说你们二人要成为一体。
God created male and female and say you will become one.
你看，我今天可能不会讲到说为什么以这个夫妻之间为中心来讲这个家庭生活。
You'll realize why I'm not preaching just based on husband and wife.
这不是王牧师的 idea.
It is not my idea.
这是圣经里的 idea.
It is God's idea.
你看看那个刚才我们读的这个以弗所书，它有个很好的秩序，家庭生活有很好的秩序。
If you read Ephesians, you'll see the order how God laid it out.
如果你回去读第五章跟第六章，
If you read chapter 5 and chapter 6 in Ephesians,
它是先讲到神和人的关系。
It first talks about the relationship between God and man.
然后下面就是夫妻之间的关系。
And it talks about relationship between husband and wife.
然后是讲到儿女跟父母的关系。
And it talks about parents and their child.
然后讲到教养儿女的问题。
And it talks about instructing and disciplining your children.
最后讲到工作。
And lastly, it talks about work.
当你不认识上帝的时候，你把最后的变成最前的。
Before we know God, we put work before everything else.
所以你的家庭的问题越来越多。
And so we have problems in our family.
因为你没照着上帝创造的秩序来生活。
Because we didn't live by the order that He has created.
我们中间，我们想想，我们在没有认识神之前，我们多少人把上帝放在第一？
Just think about your life before you met God. How many of us put God before everything else?
所以我今天告诉弟兄姐妹，二人成为一体是最理想的婚姻，最完美的婚姻。
So a perfect marriage built on the foundation that two becomes one.
两个人在一起的时候，那叫一体。
When two becomes one, they're together one flesh.
最简单的是身体在一起，那最简单不过了。
The simplest form of that is your body is together.
你找一个妓女，找一个妓男，很快就身体在一起了。
You can find a prostitute and you can have two becoming one in physical terms.
那不是婚姻。
But that is not marriage.
婚姻成为一体是身心灵成为一体。
But when we talk about marriage, it's your body, your soul, and your heart.
当你的婚姻开始经历巨大阵痛的时候，痛苦的时候，是表示你二人不能成为一体，慢慢在远离。
And we're going through turmoil in your marriage. It means that you're kind of falling away from each other.
我们想一想看，我们多少的时候夫妻二人真的成为一体。
Just think about it. How often do you really become one together?
中国人说同床异梦。
A lot of times you say you sleep on the same bed and you have different dreams.
那告诉你二人不成为一体。
You're not together.
在一个床上两颗心。
On the same bed, but you are thinking two different things.
甚至有三颗心。
Maybe there are three hearts.
所以这样不可能有幸福的婚姻。
That's why marriages are falling apart.
是上帝创造婚姻，将我们建立家庭，有他美好的旨意，让人有个目标，要二人成为一体。
So God created marriage because He has a will for man and woman to become one flesh.
我今天跟弟兄姐妹要讲几个原则。
There are a couple of principles I want to share with you this morning.
那这段经文我们已经读过很多遍，我不想今天再重复这段经文。
We've read this passage many times. I'm not going to repeat it here today.
我今天要选几个其中的原则来运用到我们的生活当中。
We want to learn some principles today and to apply in our life.
它不但讨论你夫妻之间的关系，还跟你父母之间的关系，跟你儿女之间的关系。
Talks about relationship between husband and wife, between parents and children.
Okay, your English is in your bulletin. Okay, we're going to read Chinese and English, all right? So we don't have the Chinese in your bulletin. So Chinese on the screen, but the English in your bulletin.
So we'll read it together and you can read it on...
我们一起来读好吗?
Let's read it together.
如果你看不见, 你就是看看你的, 你的圣经。 我们从5章21节开始读, 我们一起读好吗? 来,一起来。
We'll start with verse 20.
我们一起读, okay, 21.
Okay, 21. Okay, let's start with verse 21.
We'll read together, okay. 又当成敬畏, 一起来, 又当成基, 敬畏基督的心, 彼此顺服, 你们做妻子的, 当顺服自己的丈夫, 如同顺服主, 因为丈夫是妻子的头, 如同基督是教会的头, 他是教会全体的, 救主, 教会又当怎样, 顺服妻子, 妻子也要怎样, 凡事顺服丈夫, 你们做丈夫的, 要爱你们的妻子, 正如基督爱教会, 为教会舍己, 要用水借着道, 把教会洗净, 成为圣洁, 可以献给基督, 做个荣耀的教会, 毫无玷污, 皱纹之类的病, 乃是圣洁, 没有瑕疵的, 丈夫也要照样爱妻子, 如同爱自己的身子, 爱妻子必是爱自己了, 从来没有人恨恶自己的身子, 来人抱养顾惜, 正像基督带教会一样, 因为我们在他身上的肢体, 为这个缘故, 人要离开父母, 与妻子联合, 二人成为一体, 这是极大的奥秘, 但我指着基督和教会说的, 然而你们个人都当爱妻子, 如同爱自己一样, 妻子也当敬重她的丈夫, 6章1节, 你们做儿女的, 要在主里听从父母, 这是理所当然的, 要孝敬父母, 使你的福在世长寿, 这是第一条带应许的诫命, 你们做父亲的, 不要如儿女的气, 只要照主的教训, 警戒, 养育他们。 让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主你就是爱, 你教导我们怎么相爱。
Father God, you are love, you instructed us how to love.
家中没有爱, 家里就是地狱。
If there is no love in our family, then our family is hell.
家中有爱, 有你的爱。 家中就能尝到天堂的滋味。
But if there is love among our family, then we can have a taste of heaven.
我们都渴望爱。
Father God, we all desire love.
但是很多时候我们不知道怎么去爱。
But a lot of times we don't know how to love.
就是知道我们也没有能力去爱。
Even we knew how to love, we don't have the strength to love.
谢谢你的圣灵把基督的爱浇灌在我们的里头。
Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit for giving us the love of Jesus Christ.
让我们在家中能活出你的爱。
So that we can live out your love in our family.
让你的名得荣耀。
That your name will be glorified.
让你的子民得平安。
That your people will enjoy your peace.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
Pray out in Jesus' name.
Amen. 二人成为一体，第一个，如果是你的上帝，不能成为我的上帝，也谈不上有二人成为一体。我请弟兄姐妹跟我讲一句 ，Your God is my God， 你的神就是我的神，我们一起来说来
，Your God is my God。
我们在这个世界当中，如果我们中间呢，如果你的神不能成为我的神，我的神不能成为你的神，这个家庭有很多的问题。
When two come together, if my God is not your God, your God is not my God, then there is a lot of problems.
上帝创造我们, 上帝照他的形象, 造我们,
He creates in His image.
我们离不开上帝,
we cannot live apart from Him.
如果我们中间做太太的或做先生的,
as husband and as wife,
在你的心中你说, 我的神, 我要顺服你, 对方也说, 我的神, 我要顺服你,
if both of you says, My God, I will obey you.
你的婚姻有了一个坚实的基础。
Then your marriage is built on a solid foundation.
这段经文说, 当成基督的心, 彼此顺服。
It says, submit to one another out of reference for Christ.
我们生下来不可能有一个顺服的心。
We were not born with reverence.
我为什么要听你的?
And why would I want to listen to you?
他说, 对方也说,那我为什么要听你的?
Why should I listen to one another?
当你真敬畏基督的时候, 你就能彼此的顺服。
But you can submit to one another when you have reverence for Christ.
所谓彼此的顺服, 你的耳朵通了, 能听见对方的话语。
It means that you understand and you listen to one another.
所以敬畏基督是顺服的前提。
So having reverence is the foundation of submission.
如果我的神不能成为你的神，
If my God is not your God,
你的神不是我的神，
or your God is not my God,
我们两个敬拜完全不同的神，
then we're worshiping different gods.
那这个家庭的确有很多的问题。
And there's a lot of problems in our family.
所以当一个人他能敬畏同一个神的时候，你敬畏神，你会遵守神的律法。
So when men and women come together worshiping the same God, then they're worshiping the same God in their family.
你敬畏神，你的里头开始安静下来。
And when you start having reverence for Christ, then your heart will have peace.
你敬畏神的时候，你的里头不太浮躁。
It will calm your heart.
你容易听见对方的声音。
It makes it easier for you to listen to another person.
你知道对方在想什么。
It makes it easier for you to know what he or she is thinking about.
当你正敬畏神的时候，你有更多的智慧。圣经上说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
When you fear God, there is wisdom.
为什么这样呢？
Why is that?
你知道有一个作家叫林语堂。
It is an author.
林语堂 ，All right, it's fine. 他是一个非常出名的作家。
He's a very famous author.
我们中间年轻人，我希望你读读他的书。
Some of you, if you're still young, read his books.
你知道美国很多的叫克林顿总统，还有好几个总统都读他的书。
Many of the American presidents have read his books.
为什么？他用英文写作的。
Because he writes in English.
他讲一个事情很有意思，他有一篇文章叫《母猪过河》。
He has an article called "A Female Pig Crossing a River."
说有一天一头母猪带他九头猪子猪身要过河。
A female pig is bringing 9 piglings trying to cross the river.
过河之前，她数了一下，九个头猪加上自己，一共十头猪。
She counted nine little pigs and plus herself as 10 pigs total.
她过了河以后再数一遍。
After they crossed the river, she counted again.
她发现只有九头猪。
She realized there's only 9 left.
她有一头猪丢了。
One is missing.
她再数一遍。
She counted
还是九头猪。
And still only 9.
再数一遍。九头猪。
Every time she counted, it's only 9 pigs.
她痛苦死了。
And she was desperate.
唯独猪没有了。
She thought she lost one pig.
她哭。
And she started crying.
她消沉。
And she was depressed.
最后哭死了。
And then she died.
林语堂说，这叫做母猪的智慧。
This is the pig's wisdom.
什么是母猪的智慧呢？
What's pig's wisdom?
她忘记了把自己包括在内。
She forgot to count herself.
这叫母猪的智慧。
This is the pig's wisdom.
我们人类跟猪不好比的。
It's hard to compare us with pig.
我们身上有上帝的智慧。
We have the wisdom from God.
因为我们照上帝形象造的。
Because we're created in His image.
但是很多的时候，我们里头的确有点像猪一样的智慧。
But sometimes we behave kind of like pigs.
我们忘记把自己数在里面。
We forgot to include ourselves.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们只能数算别人身上的问题。
We can only count the problem in other people's lives.
你忘记了数算自己的问题。
We forgot to examine our own problems.
当你站在上帝面前的时候，
When we're in front of God,
你知道你是个罪人。
We know we're sinners.
你把自己数在里头。
And we count ourselves.
当我没有上帝的时候，我不信上帝的时候，我站在任何人的面前，我可以告诉你，我并不比你更有罪，我跟你至少是同样有义，甚至比你更有义。
But when you remove God of the picture, you stand in front of other people, you think you're more righteous than other people.
当你站在上帝的面前，你马上就明白了。
But when you're standing in front of God, you understand.
那个猪的智慧不够的。
That pig's wisdom is not enough.
需要神给我们的智慧。
You need wisdom from God.
神的智慧让你认识到我的确需要神。
God's wisdom allows us to know that we need God.
婚姻很多的时候，有人错误的理解，觉得哈，我结了婚以后，我生活当中一大堆问题就出现了。
There's a misunderstanding of marriage. A lot of people think of marriage as a start of many problems.
今天我告诉弟兄姐妹一个问题。
There's only one problem.
有的时候你误解，觉得是因为我和这个人结婚，我的家庭的问题在越来越多。
You thought you made a mistake marrying this person. That's why you have all these problems.
我们中间有些人没有结婚的，就像我赶快结婚来解决我生活中的问题。
Some of you who are not married think that maybe I should get married so I can solve all these problems.
但弟兄姐妹要明白。你结婚了并不解决你生活中所有的问题。
But I want you to understand getting married doesn't get you out of all your problems.
所以我们中间单身的弟兄姐妹不要幻想，就是结婚了可以解决我生活中很有的问题。结婚你可以解决一个问题，那就是孤单、性饥渴。除此以外，你不要担心，不要认为解决你生活中所有的问题。
So getting married won't solve all your problems. Will probably only solve loneliness and your sexual desire.
但是结婚的确有个问题，结婚来了以后，有了婚姻之后，它显明你里面许多的问题。
But there is one problem with marriage is once you are married, it reveals all the problems inside of you.
婚姻不解决所有的问题，婚姻也不会带来所有的问题，但婚姻的确显明你自己你的问题。
It doesn't really solve all your problems or bring more problems. It just reveals all.
当你看到这个问题的时候，是从上帝来的光，上帝来的智慧。
So when in that situation, this is God's wisdom. God's trying to lighten you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要明白，你的神就是我的神。当我站在神面前的时候，我就谦卑下来；站在神面前，我就能顺服下来；站在神面前时，我就看到自己，我的确需要基督的拯救。
So, brothers and sisters, we don't want you to understand that you need to stand in front of God because you're humble in front of God and you examine yourself and you know that you need Jesus Christ.
你没有基督在你的生命当中，你很多时候你胜不过自己的。
If you don't have Jesus in your life, you cannot overcome your sin.
你知道我们生命当中有好多的问题，我们任性，我们自私，我们脾气很火爆。
We have a lot of problems in our life. We're stubborn, we're disobedient, we short fuse and easy to anger.
你知道今天是一个什么样的一个文化？今天这个时代是一个什么样的一个时代？我们的文化是一种什么样的文化？都是 I, me, my.
So the culture that we live in today is very self-focused. It's all about me, it's all about I, it's all about what I want to do.
你的家里都是 I, me, my.你的家庭问题一定会多。
If within your family, all your focus is I, me, or I, then you'll have a lot of problems.
我在座的所有弟兄姐妹，二人要成为一体，这一点你不能忘记。My God is your God, your God is my God.
So if you want two to become one in your marriage, this is very important that you should not forget that your God is my God, my God is your God.
你知道我现在很紧张，有的时候我看到一篇文章啊，看到。中国大陆的一些年轻人用的语言，我就很紧张。称男人为男神，称女人为女神，称炒股票为股神。
It makes me kind of nervous whenever I read articles from China where they refer handsome guys as like a god-looking man and then a beautiful girl as a goddess and people can do stock market as the god of stock market.
造这些词的人本身可能不意识到他自己在亵渎神，他自己意识不到这是好玩。但是如果一个人你的太太是女神男人是男神你就不需要改变了因为你都是神了人家就要听神的是不是人家都要听你的你不可能听别人的
And the person who came up with those phrases probably didn't realize that they're blaspheming God but imagine you're in a marriage and you think you're a God as you're a God and you don't really have to change
所以巴不得神提醒我们Your God is my God. 当你敬畏基督的时候，一起来跟从主的时候，一起做主的门徒的时候，然后家庭成为一个做主门徒的地方的时候，你就能彼此顺服了。
So may God remind us that we need Jesus in our life. We need to have reverence for Him when we obey Him. That we have a perfect marriage.
当双方开始发生争吵的时候，问自己：我有没有敬畏基督？我有没有顺服基督？
When you're in an argument, when you're fighting with one another, you ask yourself, am I respecting or when I'm fearing God or not?
我跟我们中间还没有结婚的单身的弟兄姐妹讲一句话。
And if you're still single, I want to speak to you as well.
谈恋爱，肤浅的谈恋爱，只看他长相、工作、金钱。当你谈恋爱越谈越来越深的时候。谈恋爱就是谈价值观。
When you first start dating, it's fairly superficial on the surface. You look at how he looks or how she looked and their job and what they like. But as you go deeper, you start looking at their value system.
当我们慢慢在后面，你就越来越明白。如果你的神是圣经所启示的神，对方的神是马门，你这个日子没有办法过了。
And later on, if you realize that your God is this God from the Bible, and his or her God is money, then you realize you can't really live together.
如果你嫁给一个人，或者娶一个人，你只看看他的长相，你犯了个大的错误。
And if you're only marrying someone for his or her look, then you're making a big mistake.
你知道在英文里面有一个人这样讲过这么一句话，英文里面说 ，marry a man for his looks.It's like buying a house for its paint.
要翻中文吧？
来翻中文。
英文里面有一句话这样讲说：你娶一个人，因为他的样子，好像你买一栋房子是因为他的墙壁漆的颜色。
现在好多婚姻崩溃，因为你只是看中的是墙漆，墙上的漆， 你不在乎房子里面质量如何。
A lot of marriages fall apart because it's like you're buying a house and you only look at the paint color. You don't really care about how structurally sound it is.
你找对象一定要看看对方他的 value system 是什么。
You have to look at what their value system is.
如果你的 my God is your God, 你的婚姻是 very solid.
If my God is your God and your God is my God, then we have a solid foundation.
因为不同的 system, 不同的 value system, 将来你的生活相当的不一样。
If we have different value system, then And our lives will be very difficult.
第二，二人要成为一体。你不但你的神 ，My God is your God, your God is my God. 我们同样的敬畏神。第二点，不要忘了，你的命就是我的命。
The second principle I want to talk about is your life is my life.
我请弟兄姐妹也跟我说 ，Your life is my life.
I want you to repeat.
一起来说，就你的命就是我的命。我们再讲大一点，你的命就是我的命。这儿有一段话。他说你做丈夫要爱妻子爱自己的身体爱妻子就是爱自己了
It says husband love your wife like
your own body
like your own body
同样的你做妻子的你爱你的丈夫就是爱你自己的 life 你的自己的 body 自己的生命
And if you love your wife as you love your own body then you're loving yourself
你爱你自己吗
You love yourself.
你爱不爱你自己
Do you love
爱不爱、yes. 没有一个人不爱自己的
There isn't anyone out there who doesn't love himself.
我有一天讲这样的道有人说王牧师你错了有个人他自杀他不爱自己、
And somebody challenged me one time and said, what if the person commits suicide?
我说你错了他太爱自己了觉得自己没有达到自己所想象的那种生活所以他不能忍受自己所以他自杀了
And I said you're wrong because that person loves himself so much that he couldn't achieve what he desired for him to do so he committed suicide
每个人都爱自己
Everybody loves himself or herself
我们在座的人你早晨起来从来不照镜子的人举个手
Is there any one of you who wakes up and who doesn't look at yourself in the mirror
哦，只有一个人举手
We do have one person
其他人都照镜子的。
Everyone else looks into the mirror.
我告诉你一个事实，但是不要呢，让你心中很难过。镜子里面那个形象，有30%绝对不像你的。
There's 30% of what you see in the mirror probably isn't you.
这不是我想出来的，这是有个人专门做这个研究得出来一个结论：镜子里的你，有30%不是你自己。
A person did a study and concluded that 30% of what you see in the mirror really isn't you.
因为镜子可以美化你。
Because the mirror can beautify you.
你镜子看时间长，你觉得哎，过去我的鼻子好像不大高哈，现在觉得还可以哦。
It kind of falls you into thinking that you look okay.
过去我的眼睛好像现在一看好像还可以，还蛮大的。
In the past, you thought your eyes were too small, and now it looks in the mirror, it looks bigger.
你爱自己的。
You love yourself.
一看自己觉得还可以。
You look at yourself in the mirror, you think I'm okay.
圣经给你一个非常简单的一个生活道理圣经没有讲大道理它讲一个超越的道理但是跟我们生活是连在一起的
It gives you a principle that is from heaven but is related to our life that is very simple
爱你自己的身体
Love your own body
如果你爱自己也爱对方你爱对方就是爱自己这是一个智慧
If you love the other person like you love your own body then that's a wisdom from God
有人说我恨死他我不想跟他在一起
And you might say, I hate this person, I don't want to spend any more time with him.
你不是个智慧人。
And then you don't have that wisdom.
因为你简单的生活道理你都不懂。
Because this is a very simple principle.
你爱他就是爱你自己的身体。
You have to love him like, or love her like you love your own body.
你照顾好自己,也照顾好他,照顾他就照顾你自己。
If you don't take care of him or her, then you're not taking care of yourself.
很多时候我们忘记这样的一个事实。
Many times we forget this truth.
我告诉大家，你爱自己，一定要爱对方。
If you love yourself, then you have to love the other person.
你爱对方就是爱你自己了。
Because when you love the other person, you're loving yourself.
生活中很简单的事情，我爱我太太的时候，我太太的菜就烧得更好，我就更开心。
It's very simple because in life, I love my wife, then she cooks a lot better, then I'm happier too.
如果跟她争吵的时候，她就不烧饭。我就没得吃。
If I piss her off, then she doesn't cook, then I have nothing to eat.
生活很简单，弟兄姐妹，是不是这样的
？Life can be really easy.
今天中央还有很多年轻人在这儿，我不要说很多的话。你明白这样的一个真理？基本一个简单的生活是在这儿。你爱对方就是爱自己。 小学生都明白这个真理。
Even elementary school kids will understand this, that if you love someone else, they will love you back.
但是你忘记了，你照镜子看自己还可以的时候，你为什么要嘲讽对方的缺点呢？
So we sometimes we forget that we look in the mirror and we thought we're okay, but then we make fun of other people.
所以弟兄姐妹，你爱对方就是爱自己了。
So when you love the other person, you're loving yourself.
我问大家几个问题。
Let me ask you a few questions.
你把自己看的是相当不错的。
You probably look yourself as pretty okay.
当你的学历比对方高一点的时候，你为什么要轻看对方呢？
Do you despise the other person when you have a better education?
当你的收入比对方高一点的时候，你为什么就轻看对方呢？
When your salary is a little better, do you use that as a way to look down on another person?
当你的长相稍微好一点的时候，为什么就轻看对方呢？
And when you look a little prettier, do you make fun of the other person?
你去的上的学校稍微好一点，你为什么就看不起对方呢？
Or maybe you went to a better school and use that as an excuse.
你的原生家庭稍微好一点，你为什么就是轻看对方？
Or maybe you came from a better family and use that as a way to attack.
如果你不能爱对方，你就不懂怎么爱自己。
If you don't know how to love the other person, you don't know how to love yourself.
但圣经让我们更明白一个道理。这儿还有一句话说，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，在座的没有一个人。你知道现代人为什么要整容啊？他爱自己。下面一句话，就像保养顾惜。
So the Bible continues and that after all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it.
你什么叫保养和顾惜？
What does it mean by feeds and cares for it?
保养这个字，它有喂养的意思在里头。
It means to nurture.
你用什么东西来喂养你的配偶？
What do you use to nurture your spouse?
你喂她吃巧克力？
You nurture her with chocolate.
不需要。
Probably not needed.
每天你用什么来喂养
？What do you use to nurture
你的配偶
？Your spouse。
人生一个简单的事实，你吃什么就长什么。
You are what you eat。
你用什么东西来喂养你的配偶
？Whatever you feed your spouse。
你的话语就是一种食物。
Your word is a kind of food。
你每天都用不同的话语来喂养你的配偶。
You use different words to nurture him or her。
你记住这句话，在你生活的每一天，你用你的言语在喂养对方。如果你的言语很糟糕，你就喂他 junk food。
And if you've only nurtured him or her with harsh words and discouragement, then you're feeding your spouse junk food.
如果你用美丽的语言、柔和的语言来喂养对方，那就是一种很营养的一种食物来喂养他。
But if you feed him or her with gentle words, encouragement, and kindness, then that's nutritious.
我再讲几句很有毒的食品来喂养对方的。
There's a couple other toxic food I'll share with you.
两个人在一起谈话的时候不开心了。你懂什么呀
？If two of you are together and then you started fighting and then one person says, "What do you know?" You don't know anything.
Right. 有一种轻蔑的态度，是不是？对方也吞下去了，那是一个 garbage， 你知道吗？
So it is a garbage when you look down on someone and say you don't know anything.
想你这种德行，你还能做什么好事？
Like look at yourself, what can you accomplish?
你这头笨猪。
You're stupid. You're pig.
你家里人都是白痴。
All your family members are stupid.
有人说，广牧师，我从来不讲这种话，我从来不讲，我只是讲一点。有的时候我参加两个，我就说我瞎眼了。
And sometimes when I get really frustrated, I say, I was blind.
那是 junk food 还是有营养的？
Do you think that's a junk food or is that nutritious?
大家同意是觉得是是哪一种食品？所以弟兄姐妹，他的命就是你的命，你用什么来喂养他的命，就用什么来喂养你的命。当他不幸福，他不快乐的时候，你的家庭也没有幸福，没有快乐。
So your life is my life. If he is happy, then you're happy. If she is happy, you're happy. If you're not taking care of it, then you don't have blessings in your family.
你要学会在众人面前来尊重他，在你儿女面前来尊重对方，在对方的父母面前，在你自己的父母面前来尊重对方，这是个好的食物来喂养对方。
You have to learn to respect your spouse in front of your children, in front of your friends, in front of your family, because that is nutritious.
这儿有句话说， 保养固息，固息意思就是说像一根鸟的翅膀伸展开来，把小鸟围在自己的翅膀下，让它温暖保护它。
As I talk about being feeding and caring for, it's like a mother bird feeding its child and then covering them with her wings.
你总是要，劝大家注意，你总是要记住一句话，如果可能，总是在你儿女的面前，在你朋友的面前，在你父母的面前，给对方光彩，给对方面子。
And just remember, if possible, always encourage and always glorify your other half in front of your children, in front of their family, in front of your friends.
圣经上有些话说，要彼此以恩慈相待 ，be kind to one another. 要 be kind. 你说很难呐、啊，牧师，你不知道我家庭很难 be kind. Be mean 很简单，我不学我就会。但 be kind 太难了。
And the Bible teaches that we need to be kind to one another, but then and then you'll say to me that it's very difficult to be kind to one another because it's a lot easier to be mean to one another.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，圣经上教导我们呢 ，be kind， 对人恩慈。有的时候你说我的情感上我太受在受不了，我看他的生活习惯，看他的说话，看他的家人，我就没办法 be kind。我就自然而然里面就有气，我就变得很 mean。
And someone might tell me that it's not possible because when I look at this person, I look at the way he or she behaves, and look at the family, and there's just a fire inside of me. I just want to be mean.
弟兄姐妹 ，be kind 不仅仅是一种 feeling。
Be kind is not just a feeling.
Be kind 是一种 choice.
Being kind is a choice.
当你心中充满这种恶气的时候
，When you're irritated and there's like a fire burning inside of you，
你有 choice，
you have a choice，
你可以选择
，you can choose。
我选择用好的语言回答他
，you can choose to be kind and respond in kindness。
我选择对他不要 mean，
you can choose not to be mean。
我告诉大家，如果你的 God 不是 my God，my God 不是 your God， 你知道你也想不出来。
But I tell you, if your God's not my God, my God's not your God, even if you know him mentally, you cannot act it, you cannot live it out.
所以弟兄姐妹，明白上帝的话语 ，be kind， 这是在顾惜保养你自己的身体，因为你顾惜保养对方，就是顾惜保养你自己的身体。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that you need to understand God's word. You need to be kind, because as you love your own body, you're loving the other person, you're feeding and caring for the other person.
不要希望你的家，如果你不希望你的家成为地狱的话
，If you don't want your family to become like a hell，
记住这个圣经的教导，你的命就是我的命。
Remember this principle: your life is my life.
你怎么样对待别人，别人就怎么样对待你。
How you treat the other person is how they will respond to you.
你们知道以前有一个医生，这是真的事情。一个医生，他给一个病人来看病，那个病人啊，那个心理医生，那个医生说：“医生啊，我准备要离婚了，我实在是恨我们家那一位。”
So there's a patient that came to see a psychiatrist and told the psychiatrist, I want to get a divorce because I really hate my marriage.
那对方说好，我给你一个建议，给你一个主意。
Psychiatrist tells him, here's an idea.
你是不是要恨他恨他最深最深恨他不能再恨了，要不要达到这种程度再解你的气啊？
So it's you hate her so much that you can't hate her anymore and you want to do this to kind of get rid of your anger.
他让你回去。你回去每天呢，从今天开始，每天讲他的好话，每天呢在鼓励他，每天赞美他，每天呢把他的食物准备得很好，每天来服侍他，让他觉得有一天突然觉得我们身边融为一体，不能再离开你了。到那个时候，你说我们离婚吧，那是伤他最厉害的时候。
And if you really want to hurt that person, then go home, encourage her, be kind to her, prepare food for her, to a point that she doesn't want to leave you anymore, and then you tell her, let's get a divorce, because that's a way to hurt her the most.
半年之后，那位律师回来了。
Six months later, she came back.
医生说，现在是谈离婚的时候了。
And the psychiatrist asked her, "Now is the time to talk about your divorce."
那个女的说 ，No way.
And she says, "No way. I don't need to have a divorce anymore.
I love my husband.
I love my husband."
弟兄姐妹，你用什么来喂养你的配偶
？What do you use to nurture your spouse?
记住圣经的话。你照顾好对方，就照顾好自己的身体。
If you're loving the other person, you're loving your own body.
你伤害对方，就伤害自己的身体。
If you're hurting the other person, you're hurting your own body.
因为你们是一体的。
Because you're one together, you're one flesh.
所以弟兄姐妹跟我一起来说，你的命就是我的命，一起来。
Repeat after me. Your life is.
Now one more time, 来。Your life is my life. 你的命就是我的命。 第三
The third principle I want to share with you this morning.
哎，不动了。
And it's not coming up. Oh, there it is.
Okay. 你知道，婚姻在结婚之前谈钱，觉得太俗了。
You think it's too superficial to talk about money before marriage.
你知道这个中国的很多人说，中国的这个房价哈不断飞涨，是因为中国的那些丈母娘们推动了中国的房价。
The people argue that the real estate is rising so quickly is because all the mother-in-law are pushing the real estate market.
中国的这些母亲们呢
？All these mother-in-laws.
他们觉得女儿出嫁不能让女儿吃亏。
They feel like if they're going to marry their daughter off, they can't. They need to have a good.
让她婚姻要有安全感。
Have a home, a security.
你嫁给一个男人，第一个让他有房，第二让他有车。
So whenever you marry someone off, you want to make sure that he has a car and he has a house and a car.
全是讲物质。
It's all about material.
他认为物质是婚姻的基础。
Because they think that material is the foundation of marriage.
物质有保证，婚姻就有安全感。
If there's security in material, then there is a security in your marriage.
我实在不懂中国的父母怎么到了这种程度。
I don't really understand how the Chinese parents got to this point.
没有爱，这些东西能给你安全感吗？
If there isn't love, would these things bring you security?
如果双方真的爱对方，那是婚姻最好的安全感。
If they love one another, that's the security of your marriage.
所以我刚才说了，婚姻之前，结婚之前可能很少想钱，但是现在人婚姻结婚之前也想到钱。
A lot in the past, you probably don't talk about money before you get married, but nowadays we talk about money.
很多人不要忘记了，婚姻当中绕不开的一个问题。是金钱的问题。
And a lot of problems in your marriage is around money.
我们并不是我们想象那么高雅。
We're not as holy as we think we are.
在 DC 有一个律师，名叫 John Thiden.
There's a lawyer in DC, John Thiden.
他讲过一句话。
He said this once.
他说处理的离婚案件当中90%。都跟金钱有关。
He said, out of all the divorce cases he has handled, over 90% of them were financial reasons.
结婚之前说我不要爱钱，我们不谈钱，那是太世俗的东西。我们追求的是一种高级的爱情。
A lot of people don't talk about money because they thought it's superficial, and our love is better than that.
结婚之后钱就是问题。
But after you get married, then money becomes a problem.
不在乎你钱多少。
It's not about how much you have.
问题是怎么面对钱。
And the problem is how you deal with money.
怎么样使用这个钱
？How you use the money？
有的时候，两个人的这个性格不一样，使用钱的方式也不一样。
They have different personality and they use their money differently.
一个人要花，一个人要存。
One person wants to save the money, one person wants to spend it.
有人说啊，太太去买菜了，她去 Whole Food 买了点菜回来以后，先生一看就很紧张。先生说：“你为什么不去 Safeway 去买呢？
So,
便宜多了。”
A wife goes to a grocery store, goes to Whole Foods and buy groceries and come home. The husband says, how come you went to Whole Foods? Why don't you go to Safeway? It's a lot cheaper.
有的时候对方花了一点钱以后，信用卡的账单来了，要 check 一下每个信用卡，这笔钱你怎么用的？
Or even if you get your credit card statement, you start questioning your other half. It's like, why did you spend money on this?
以后超过200块，没有我同意不要用。
You can't spend anything if it's more than $200.
你家里有没有这个问题？
You have this kind of problem.
你家可能没有这个问题。
Maybe you don't have this kind of problem.
但是有另外的问题。
Maybe there's something else.
金钱跟权力是分不开的。
Money and authority cannot be separated.
有的时候金钱跟权力扯在一起。
Sometimes they are mingled together.
比方说你家里头。
Let's give you examples.
对方失业了，你有工作。
If somehow one person got fired and become unemployed, and you have a job.
这个时候你听说你的嗓门不一样。
And you realize that now you have you're louder.
你的收入比对方高的时候，你的嗓门开始变了。
When your salary is higher than the other person, then you start talking louder.
有没有这个问题？
You have that kind of problem.
如果对方没有工作，如果对方收入比你低，在家里你就有 power， 你就能控制家庭一切。
If the person is unemployed or he doesn't make as much, then maybe you then have that more authority, more power.
有人说，你讲这个钱，你小看我的 IQ。我能不知道怎么用钱吗
？Someone might challenge me, saying that you underestimate my IQ. You think I don't know how to use money?
钱用在你自己身上没有问题。
And there's no problem using money for yourself.
当钱用在别人身上的时候
But
问题就出现了。
It's only a problem when you start have to use the money on someone else.
当你工资高一点收入多一点你说我用我的钱用我们家里的钱来帮助我的亲人问题就产生了。
When you make a little more money than your spouse and you say, I want to use my money to help my other family members, then maybe that's an issue.
有没有这个问题?
Do you have that issue?
钱用在你自己身上没有问题。
If you use it in your own family, there's no problem.
用在儿女身上可能问题也不大。
Using it on your children, probably not as big.
一旦用在对方的父母的身上、亲人身上，马上问题就出现了。
But when you start using it for your parents or your in-laws, then there seems to be a problem.
那还有一种事情。我今天讲的到我们在座的年长的父母我下面还有一个专门对我们年长父母讲的你想象一个问题你想象一个问题当我们用钱的时候用到对方父母身上或者自己父母身上的时候对方一定会起反应的
when you use the money on your own parents or your spouse use on her parents then we will all react in a certain way
我们的性格不一样用钱的方式不一样每个人出生的家庭背景不一样有些人穷人家庭出来他就节省他要存钱也从比较富裕的家庭出来他喜欢花钱花钱的方式不一样结果怎么办
And some might come from a more wealthy family and some from a more poor family they have a different way of spending money and so what do you do in that situation
一个要帮助家庭一个反对帮助家庭家庭怎么办
If one person wants to help his family and then she doesn't want to help what do you do
聪明得很呢有人说既然如此这样的吧My, yours, and ours. 我们先解决问题。我有个账户，你有个账户，我们有个 our 一个账户。然后呢，家里的开支从我们中间这个账户里面开支。
And so you thought maybe a way to solve this situation is to have three accounts: my account, your account, and our account. And for every family spending comes our account.
哦，问题解决了一会儿，过一段时间以后，有一笔开支来了。哎，这笔开支为什么从 our 这个 account 上面出呢？
And it might have solved the problem for a little bit, and later on you realize why is there an expense from our account that was not approved.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉大家，如果一旦你们银行的账户分开，就是你们心灵深处的裂痕开始浮出水面。
And once you start separating your account, then the crack in your relationship starts to surface.
你已经不信任对方了。
You don't trust the other person anymore.
你看看好莱坞有好多的明星结婚之前，他们 sign contract， 他们要列合约的。
And a lot of Hollywood celebrities, they sign contracts before they get married.
因为在他们心目当中，婚姻就是 contract.
Because to them, marriage is nothing but a contract.
我今天跟你结婚，明天我跟他结婚。
Today I might be married to you, but tomorrow I'll marry someone else.
所谓 contract 是保护我自己。
A contract is to protect myself.
这是一个 me, my, I 的一个 culture.
It is a culture that based on me, mine, or I.
金钱上我要保护自己。
I had to protect myself financially.
当你要效法这个世界的趋势的时候
But you're following the trend of this world.
你跟世界一同灭亡
You're perishing with this world.
所以弟兄姐妹我们要记住一句话 Your money is my money. My money is your money. 因为我们在基督里是 one flesh.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to remember this principle that your money is my money and my money is your money because we're one flesh.
金钱使用最大的一个问题双方要坐下来一起协商
The problem that money brings is that when you have to use the money, the two will have to come together to discuss.
怎么样使用这笔钱?
How do we use this money?
都倾听对方。
You have to listen to the other person.
记住前面的几个原则。Your God is my God. Your life is my life. 然后再到 your money is my money.
And remember the two principles before. Your God is my God. Your life is my life. And this third one, your money is my money. My money is your money. 哈哈Work both ways.
That's right. 金钱可以测试你们的爱情，测试你们的婚姻，测试你们的爱有多少。
Money tests your love and your faith in your marriage.
但是你需要有智慧的心来协商处理金钱的问题。
And you need wisdom to manage the problem in your life.
如果我们中间有金钱这样的问题，巴不得你们在一起祷告，一起协商，以后该怎么处理金钱的问题。
And if you have problem with money in your family, I pray that you'll get together and discuss and pray and how you'll solve this together.
下面这个原则比较难。
And this, the next principle is very difficult.
Your mom is my mom.
Your mom is my mom.
你的妈就是我的妈。
Your mom is my mom.
太难了。
It is very difficult.
诶，你说王牧师，你为什么不说 your dad is my dad？ 为什么不说呢
？How come you don't say your dad is my dad？
一般的 dad 不会出太多的问题。
Because usually dad doesn't give any problem.
家中有两个女人，问题就多。
It is usually a problem when there are two women in the house.
在美国，这个 in-law 这个姻亲好像问题不大，其实也有问题。
In America, it seems like in-laws is not really an issue, but it is.
所有的弟兄姐妹，你要明白一个真理，包括我们中间还没有谈恋爱的或者正在谈恋爱的，千万千万不要幼稚的幻想，觉得我只是和你一个人结婚，跟他家庭毫无关系。
Brother and sister, I want you to remember, especially you're single, that when you're marrying someone, you're not just marrying that person, you're related to his whole family or her family.
对方的家庭跟你结婚之后，你结婚之后，对方的家庭就是你生活当中不可分割的一部分。
His or her family becomes part of your life that can't be separated.
谈恋爱的时候，你以为就是两个人的世界。
When you are dating, it's only between you and that person.
你结婚之后就明白了，你的世界大得很。
But when you get married, that world suddenly expanded.
对方的家人和你的家人，统统跟你的生活有关系。
His or her family all of a sudden becomes your family.
如果这个问题没有解决好，你说二人成为一体，不可能。
If this problem is not resolved or managed, then it's impossible the two become one.
我刚才也讲了那么多，弟兄姐妹可以反思一下你自己的婚姻生活。如果你的上帝不是我的上帝，我的上帝不是你的上帝，你的钱啊，你的命不是我的命，我的命不是你的命，你的钱不是我的钱，我的钱不是你的钱，到这一步的话。你的妈就是你的妈，我的妈就是我的妈，你的妈不是我的妈。It's hard to.
I got it. Sorry, it was logically. If you're failing on the previous three principles, which I'll not repeat, then once you get to this point, your mom is still your mom, my mom is my mom, and your mom is not my mom, my mom is not your mom. Okay.
Very good.
Your mom.
姻亲的问题你是绕不过这个弯的，你必须要面对它。
You have to face this problem with the family, the in-laws.
你们家中没有这个问题，感谢神。
If you don't have this problem, I praise God.
但是我告诉你，将来你自己还有这个问题，因为你的儿女要结婚。
But in the future, you will have this problem because your child will marry too.
可能你自己也成为你儿女的一个问题。
You might become a problem to your children.
就这个问题，婚姻当中是绕不过的一个弯。
So this is a problem that you cannot bypass in your marriage.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹
，But I'll tell you this.
这个问题显明一个问题是什么？你的妈不是我的妈，你首先意识到对方的妈真的不是你的妈，你们没有血缘关系。但同时显明另外一个问题，我们的爱相当的窄小。
So this reveals a problem that your mom's not my mom. Biologically, that is correct, but it also reveals that our love is very narrow.
当你看电视的时候，看到那些。很痛苦，生活在痛苦中的老人，你会流泪。当那个老人住在你家里的时候，你的泪水就变成愤怒了。
Our love is limited when we see people who are less fortunate on TV who are in need. We feel for them, but if that person comes to your house and live there, then your compassion becomes anger.
我先对我们中间做妈妈的先讲几句话，然后对我们。领亲的弟兄姐妹讲几句话。
I'll first speak to the mothers first, then I'll speak to the young adults.
我包括领亲的弟兄姐妹，你们也是爸爸妈妈，将来你的儿女要结婚，所以这个同样适合你啊。
And if you're still young, one day you'll become parents, and so this also applies to you.
你要知道，他们年轻那一代的 generation, 他们那一代跟你这一代真的不一样。
Mothers, I want you to know that the young generation, they're different from you.
你们到这儿来探亲，或者你在国内，或者在什么地方，你要明白一个道理：孩子们长大了，他们要解决自己的问题。
When you come visit or you're staying with your child, realize this: they have their own problems they need to deal with.
小时候他睡觉时给他盖被子，小时候他饿的时候你喂食给他，可是今天他已经长大了。
When they are young, you feed them, you nurture them, and care for them, but today they're grown up.
你爱他们没有问题。 但是让他们自己成长。
There is no problem loving them, but let them grow on their own.
圣经上说，人要离开父母。
The Bible teaches that man shall leave his parents.
意思是让你的孩子能独立的成长。
Let them grow independently.
不要永远来控制他。
Don't try to control them.
有人说，我儿子的家就是我的家，我女儿的家就是我的家，我的家难道我不能说话吗？
Some people say they are my kids, their family is their house is my house. Why couldn't I say anything?
我知道很多我们主内的父老们，你们有这个问题，但有的时候我们心中还真的有这个挣扎。
I know many of you don't have this problem, but sometimes we do struggle.
你说我们从中国移民来美国。
We came all the way from China to here.
我们没有一种根的感觉。
We don't have root here.
如果儿女的家不是我的家，我的家在哪儿？
But if my children's house is not my house, then where is my house? Where is my home?
所以有的时候说，我儿女的家，儿子的家就是我家。我儿子的家，我就能讲话；我女儿的话，我就能讲话。
So if I have the mentality that their home is my home, then I should have a saying here.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，按照主的教导，你让孩子们自己独立于他们的空间。尊重他们，他们已经长大了。你一来是探望他们，你爱他们，但是尊重他们的自己的选择。
But I encourage you to follow the word of God that you let them grow on their own. You come visit them, you respect them, let them make their own decision.
他们家中乱，你不要管他。
If it's a mess in their house, don't worry about it.
如果你看不顺眼，帮他们一下。
If you really can't stand it, then just help them a little bit.
他们不听，你就是让他去脏。
If they don't listen to you, just let it be a mess.
那第二点
Second point.
他们吵架的时候
When they fight.
你就不要介入
Don't try to interrupt. Don't try to.
除非要打死人了那时候你可以介入一点
Unless someone is getting hurt and getting beat up, then you don't interrupt.
他们在争吵的时候好多的妈妈心疼女儿妈妈心疼自己的儿子马上介入这个战场我告诉你越是介入家里一乱
When they're fighting being a mom you might care for your daughter your son you want to interrupt them you want to go in there and help and support that makes it even more messier
他们争吵的时候你就去散步
If they're fighting just go out and take a long walk
或者在房间里唱赞美诗
or go into your room and start singing praise songs
一唱赞美诗他们更内疚
Once you start singing praise song, they might feel guilty.
因为圣灵要责备他们。
Because the Holy Spirit will instruct them.
千万不要介入儿女的争吵。
Do not try to get into the middle of their fight.
有人说，王牧师你不懂，我的女儿好温和啊，我怕她吃亏啊。
Someone tell you that, well, my daughter is so nice and kind. She's at a disadvantage.
如果你这样的心思，你的女儿永远长不大。你的儿子也永远长不大，他们家永远没有平安。
If you think it that way, you're always trying to help them out. They'll never grow, and they'll never have peace in their family.
第三，做父母的千万，我们是上帝的孩子，不要有势利眼。
As parents, don't be materialistic.
势利眼是什么？如果你的女儿，她在的读的大学好一点，工资高一点。这个职位高一点不要看不起你的女婿觉得我的女婿跟我女儿不配同样也是这样的另外一方面也是这样
So don't be materialistic if your daughter had better education makes a little more money don't look down on your son-in-law and the other way is true if your son has a little better education don't look down on your daughter-in-law
我今天讲这个道我知道会触动你的心的但是这个是为对你的家庭绝对绝对有建造的作用，因为神的话语，圣经的话。
And I know I be speaking to your heart this morning. Some of you might feel a little offended, but this is God's word, and it's to build up your family.
现在人类的家庭真的遭遇前所未有的危机。过去的父母听说儿女家庭出了问题要离婚，父母都痛苦得不得了。那现在父母一旦发现儿女有婚姻的问题，马上就说离嘛，周围人不都离嘛，怕什么离？爸爸妈妈支持你，离。你不知道自己伤害有多大。
Our families, families these days are facing such a challenge compared to before. In the past, if the marriage is not working out and they want to have a divorce, the parents would feel so much pain and so much sorrow. These days, if marriages are not working out, parents are actually the ones encourage them to get a divorce.
你爱你的儿子，爱你的女儿没错，你爱你的儿媳妇，爱你的女婿，就等于爱你的儿子和爱你的女儿了。
There's nothing wrong loving your sons or your daughters. So if you want to love them, love your sons-in-law or daughters-in-law.
还有一个问题，有的时候双方在管孩子，你看不顺眼，马上也要来管。
There's another problem. As parents, if you see your children and your sons or daughters-in-law instructing their kids in a different way that you want to interrupt.
没有错，他是你的亲的孙子、孙女儿。亲的外孙外女儿没有错。
It is true that they are your grandchildren.
但是不要忘了，这个孩子也是他亲生的儿子或女儿。
But don't forget they are your sons and daughters, their own sons and daughters.
你可以做顾问，不要介入。
You can be a consultant, but don't try to enforce your way in.
享受美国的空气，享受美国的食物，享受美国的清闲。不要介入他们。
Go enjoy the weather, go enjoy the food, go enjoy your walk. Don't try to force your way into their life.
除非他们要求你帮忙，要求你给一些顾问啊，有些意见，然后那是好机会。
Unless they're asking for your help, asking for your consultant, then that'd be an opportunity.
现在我回到这个主题，你的妈就是我的妈。
But then let me come back to this principle. Your mom is my mom.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上教我们要孝敬父母。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches to honor our parents.
这儿说，让你在世长寿，使你得福，这是上帝第一条对应许的使命。
It talks about this is the first commitment with the promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
前刚才我讲的前部分，我们中间灵性的父母开心的不得了，王牧师讲得好。
Earlier when we talked about money, and if you're young, you thought that was a good point.
那现在我想我们中间做父母的听起来就比较舒服了。
And now I'm going to make our parents feel a little better listening to this.
圣经上讲真理是平衡的。
When God talks about family, God has a very balanced view.
你孝敬你的父母非常重要。
It's very important to honor your parents.
你怎么学习让他的妈成为我的妈？
How do you learn to let his mom or her mom become my mom?
他的爸就是我的爸。
Your dad is my dad.
我知道在美国文化长大的孩子，你可能不习惯这个，但是圣经是这样教导的。
Maybe you're not used to that if you were raised in the U.S., but this is how the Bible teaches.
年轻的夫妇在发生争执的时候，请你不要说，我爸爸是这么说的，我妈妈是这么说的。
And if you're ever fighting, don't ever say, this is how my dad taught me or this is how my mom taught me.
那不是一个尊重父母的方式。
Because this is not a way to respect your parents.
如果对方要听到这个话就说，那好啊，那你跟你爸跟你妈就说。
Because your spouse might just say, well,
你跟他们就在一起生活。
Very good, go live with your parents then.
所以不要在家中讲这样的话语。
So don't bring up your parents within your family when you're
fighting. 如果做女儿的，你要成为你爸爸妈妈和你丈夫之间的桥梁。
As a daughter, you need to be a bridge between your husband and your parents.
做儿子的，你要成为你爸爸妈妈和你妻子之间的桥梁。
As a son, as a husband, you need to become a bridge between your parents and your wife.
如果对方跟他的父母关系真的很好，不要嫉妒，不要批评，不要指责。你越是批评，越是指责，对方的关系一米七。
If they have really good relationship between your spouse and his or her parents, don't be jealous.
弟兄姐妹，很重要一点，当你们夫妻发生争吵的时候，你就把你们家中的一些争吵的内容报告给你自己的父母，这是非常不智慧的一种做法。
There's also something that's very unwise. If you're having a fight within your own family, don't report every detail to your parents. This is not very wise.
如果你的父母听到这个话以后，他会心疼你的，他会给你出谋划策。这我给你讲了很多。有的父母如果他很好，他可能会安慰你、批评你；有的父母，一般的父母都疼惜自己的儿子、自己的女儿，让这个家庭的问题搞得越来越复杂。
And if you're telling your parents all the problems you're facing in your own marriage, and then they might feel for you and they want to get into the middle of it, and it just gets messier.
最重要的弟兄姐妹。
And the most important.
求圣灵把神的爱浇灌在你的里头，使你的心胸变得越来越大。
And pray that God gives you the love of Jesus Christ in your life, that you will have a big heart.
你的女婿也是你的儿子，你的儿媳妇也是你的女儿。
Your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law becomes your own son and daughter.
你的岳父、你的岳母也是你的父亲和母亲。情感上、血缘上没有多少关系，但是用神给你的意志，神让我按照你的教导，我要爱我的岳父、岳母，爱我的婆婆和公公。
So by the grace of God, you obey His instruction that your mother-in-law, your father-in-law becomes your own mother and your own father.
圣经上说要爱人如己。
And the Bible teaches us to love others like we love ourselves.
爱人如己，你的岳父、岳母、你的婆婆、公公，还不是一般的人，还是你的亲人，你需要爱他。
You have to love your parents-in-law because you have to love them.
所以求神让我们记住这样的一句话语：你的妈就是我的妈。
So may God help us remember that your mom is my mom.
也许你的情感上觉得他们我的你的妈不是我的妈，没有问题，他的妈不是你的妈，但是在神的面前，神啊，你给我更大的一个爱心，让我拥抱对方。你的妈就是我的妈。
Maybe you can't do it today, but that you come to God and seek for God's strength that your mom becomes my mom.
你的娃就是我的娃，我不讲了。你的女儿用了，这是个大的问题。
I'm going to skip your child as my child.
我要讲最后这两点。
The last point here.
你的事就是我的事。
Your business is my business.
夫妻之间要成为一体，你不能只是 I, my, me.
When two are becoming one, it can't be I, my, me, or all about ourselves.
圣经上说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
It says each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
现今的婚姻家庭产生极大的危机，人太自私。
We're facing crisis in our family because we're very selfish.
我的事业。
My work.
我追求我的事业。
My career, I'm.Pursuing.
不要来烦我。
Don't bother me.
很多的夫妻出现这种光景，他们一个月，你在一起睡觉的时间都很少。
And they have this problem where they don't even spend enough time sleeping together.
在一起讲话的时间非常少。
They don't have time to talk to each other.
你这样的家庭生活不会快乐的。
You're not going to be happy in this kind of family.
将来真的你是拿到你的学位，拿到你的工作，拿到你要的东西，你的家庭解体了。
Even when you got your degree or the dream job.Your family would have fallen apart.
因为你忘记了一个重要的一个事情，你的事就是我的事。
Because you've forgotten that your business is my business.
有人说他对方做的事情我不懂啊。
But you might argue, well, I don't understand what he or she is doing.
我也没有什么兴趣啊。
I have no interest.
但是你可以坐在他的身边，问他我可以能做什么。
But you can sit next up to him or her and ask him or her, what can I do?
你可以说一些鼓励的话。
You can encourage.
你可以说安慰他的话。
You can comfort.
不要说 your business is not my business.
Don't say things like your business is not my business.
你们俩要成为一体吗？
You're becoming one flesh.
你的 business 就是 my business.
Your business is my business.
有的时候对方他不领情，说 none of your business.
And sometimes they'll say none of your business.
没关系，但是你在边上爱他、关心他、注视他。
But you're still loving, encouraging, comforting.
今天是父亲节，我特意讲一些经文。
Today is Father's Day, so I'll read this verse.
我希望我们中间所有的弟兄们成为好的丈夫。
I want you to become a good husband.
这是一个女人。
This is a
哈拉，你知道的。哈拉是撒母耳的妈妈。
Mother of Samuel.
她不能生孩子。
She couldn't bear any child.
在古代那个时代，不生孩子就是一个奇耻大辱。
And it's almost a curse and a shame if you can't bear any child.
更糟糕的是，她的丈夫有一个大老婆。
What makes it worse is her husband has another wife.
这个大老婆养了孩子，看到自己的哈拉下面的这一帮，我们中国叫什么二房是不是？没有孩子，所以他就欺负她。
So the first wife basically looked down on Hannah because she couldn't bear any child.
家庭矛盾已经产生。
There's a lot of conflict in the family.
哈拉常常痛苦。
And Hannah was in pain.
这时候她的丈夫是个很细心的丈夫。
And her husband was very gentle and very caring.
他常常坐在她的身边安慰她。
He would sit next to her to comfort her.
他们也觉得我时间很忙，你哭，我这么忙了还哭什么哭呢？我已经很忙了，不要来烦我了。但是他没有。
He doesn't say I'm very busy. Why are you still crying? Don't bother me. He doesn't do that.
他以双倍的爱 Hannah.
He loves her with more love.
因为哈拉心中愁苦。
Because she was in distress.
如果你的配偶心中愁苦，用 double love 去爱对方，因为他更多的需要你。
If your spouse is in distress, double your love to love him or her.
他没有说，你哭什么呢？吃香的喝辣的，坐着软软的沙发，生活过得不是很好吗？
He didn't say, why are you crying? Don't you enjoy all the food and the nice couch?
他知道一个女人的需要。
He knows the need of his wife.
他讲这样的话，我从来没有见过有这么柔情的男人。
I've never seen someone so romantic and so kind as a husband.
有柔情的男人是好男人。
Someone who is a gentle and romantic.
你看他怎么说？你看他怎么说？哈拉，你为什么哭泣不吃饭呢？心里愁烦呢？你注意一下，他已经注意到自己的太太他的问题。为什么哭泣不吃饭呢？心里愁烦呢？下面这句话听起来是不是起鸡皮疙瘩？
If you read it, it might bring you goosebumps because it says, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? And then it says,
但是哈拉喜欢听啊。
Hannah likes to hear it.
他怎么说？有我不比四个儿子
and it says,
还好吗
？Will I mean more to you than 10 sons?
我们中间做丈夫的，你能讲出这么有柔情的话吗
？As husbands, can you say something as romantic as this?
我们中间有个弟兄告诉我们说，他开玩笑了，说我们这些理科男、工科男，我们是钢铁造成的，没情感。
And my brother joked with me one time, says we're all PhD engineers, we are made with irons and metals, we have no emotion.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是有情感的人。
We're all made of flesh.
你的配偶需要柔情。
Your spouse needs this kind of gentleness and this kindness.
需要你智慧的言语去喂养对方。
Needs your word of wisdom to encourage them and nurture them.
讲出这样的话，你觉得她的丈夫很丢脸吗
？Do you think, her husband would be ashamed of saying something like this?
我巴不得我们中间所有的做父亲的，每天给你太太讲一句柔情的话。
I encourage all the husbands to say something to your wife.That is romantic and kind every day.
最后，你的使命就是我的使命。
Last point, your mission is my mission.
我们所有身处的婚姻都是一个见证。
Our lives, all of our lives, is a testimony.
见证这个最大的奥秘。
To testify for this mystery.
那就是基督和教会之间的联合。
This mystery of church and Christ, the unity between Christ and church.
你不明白这个真理，婚姻意义。慢慢会消失。
If you understand this mystery, then the meaning of marriage will start to disappear.
我们求主帮助我们明白上帝设立婚姻的意义。
I pray that God help us understand the purpose of marriage.
你的婚姻是个见证。
That your marriage is a testimony.
上帝的话，上帝的恩典透过你的婚姻能活出来。
God's word and God's grace will live out through your marriage.
做主的门徒在家中就要做主的门徒。
As his disciples, you are his disciple in the family.
我最后分弟兄姐妹，今天我讲了几个 principle， 大家能记得吗？第一个是什么
？Remember all the principles.
第一个是什么
？What's the first one?
你的神就是我的神。第二个呢
？What's the second one?
你的命就是我的命。第三个呢？你的什么？你的钱就是我的钱。第四个呢？你的妈就是我的妈。第五个呢？你的事就是我的事。你的娃和我的娃。今天没时间讲，我们下面有很多的 seminar， 有很多的 workshop， 那儿可以讲你的娃就是我的娃。那最后一个，你的使命就是我的使命。
Lastly, your mission is my mission.
我最后想我们英文的弟兄姐妹，因为我们有点 confusion 啊，因为我们的 teenager 在这儿的话，那听一个小时的道是折磨他们。
Let the youth go because hearing for over an hour might be a torture to them.
所以让他们走了，引起一些啊 confusion， 对不起。
Sorry about the confusion earlier.
好，让我们一起来祷告。我们后面还有更精彩在后面呢。
Let's pray.
主，你帮助我们。
Father God, I pray that you help us.
给我们的智慧来建造家室。
Give us wisdom to build up our family.
让我们按照你的道来建造我们的家庭。
That we obey your word to build up our family.
特别是今天是父亲节。
Especially today is being Father's Day.
让我们中间做父亲的立定心智。
Let our fathers to dedicate their heart.
成为一个敬虔的父亲。
To be a faithful husband.
按照你的道来做父亲。
And be a father in your words.
让人家一进入我们的家庭
，and when other people enter in our family,
就可以闻到基督的馨香之气。
They smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
你的旨意是让家庭兴旺
Your world is to have the family prosper.
儿女兴旺。
The children prosper.
主啊，你帮助我们成就。
Help you to help us accomplish.
愿你的教会兴旺。
May your church prosper.
没有家庭的兴旺，就没有教会的兴旺。
If families don't prosper, then church doesn't prosper.
家中没有见证，神的名不得荣耀。
If there is no testimony in the family, then God is not glorified.
帮助我们，主啊。
God, pray you help us.
建造我们的家庭。
Build up our family.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.